Okay, tonight, Tesvav Adar Aleph, Tofrei Tzadik Zion, the last Siman of Shulchan Aruch. Yom Yudalad Tesvav Shabbat Adar Rishon, that was today and tomorrow, Einoiflam Al Paneihem. You don't say Tachnun, Ve'inoim Mitzvah Yom Chashem Yom Tzora, before Volot Zion. Vasurim Behesped V'tainus, it's also Behesped V'tainus. Avoshor Dvorim Einoigin Bohem. So what does that mean? There's no Din Simcha, Pashtasim means, certainly there's no Kriyas Megillah, Matonis Avyonim, Shalach Monis. But V'pashtas it also means that there's no Din Mishta the Simcha. Which is really a little strange that it's the same Pasuk. Mechitesi, so we'll see. Mechitesi, there should be an issa after the tainus, and no din mishta the simcha, like monoshah. The Yeshomim indeed, daf bezvid the tainus mutorim. And the Gemara that says, you have to learn the sugi, the Gemara that's mashma, indeed, it's also bezvid the tainus, it's talking about that they were ma'abah the year if the they were ma'abah the year in Ador. They didn't know, they were ma'abah the year afterwards. In Adar. There's no sugi in the Gemara. I'll go a minute because Sora Rishina that it's also best with the Tainus. Okay. Then he says, Yeshonim Shechayim Laharbos B'mishta V'simcha B'yadala Shabbat Rishain. So I guess you see from the Ramah that when the Mechaber said, Avol Shor Dvorim Einoigin Bohem, it didn't mean, it doesn't sound like it meant Mishta V'simcha. Because then Einoigin came, it doesn't flow. So I guess Shor Dvorim means Mikra Megillah, Matonis Avyonim, and Shalach Monos. And the Ramah says, Yeshonim Shechayv L'Harbos Mishta V'Simcha B'Yadala Shabbat Rishayim. Vein Noigim came. Yikom Kom Yar B'Ktsas B'Suda, the Ramah ends up saying, K'day Los Yishidei Machmirim. Okay. T'toiv Leiv Mishta Tomid, so this is many Pshatim in that, as there are to answer the Beisai Shitzkasha, why
Well, why did the Rav say about nobody said anything about Shor Dvorim here, right? Only the Rav.
The Mechaber.
I don't see it.
Oh, he says Shor Dvorim. Ain't no Yigam.
So nobody says otherwise on the.
No. So that must mean Shalach. It must mean the Mitzvah Sayyim. Okay. So now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Rishon Luchuli Al Meinoyim Al Anisim Kivin Dein Karin Amegillah. But the Imamoro Ain't also. If you said it by mistake, you don't say Shmoneh Esrei Ovo, which you would do on a regular day. Look at the Shar HaTzion Beis. He has an Arichas there. Chemed Moshe v'taymei d'hamidina ha'yiroi l'asas b'adarishayim. K'mesh yakosul b'pleiskim. Al tzrizu magdima l'mitzvahs. It belongs in Adarishayim, the Chag of Purim. Elo, shemas mergula l'gula adif. These are the svaras in Maseches Megillah, in the Machloikas there. So the Chemed Moshe apparently holds that even though they did it in Adar Sheni because of Mesmach Gula Lagula, meaning Purim to Pesach, but it still has a pshat that it should be another Rishon. It really belongs there. That's its. So it's enough that you say Al Anisim, it's called something happened today. Right? You say Bezman Hazeh, so it's not a stira. Normally, if you say it on a regular day, Al Anisim, so you're saying, it's not Zman Hazeh. But there's no stira to Zman Hazeh. Okay, let's go by it. Yancho, Einoigin Kalerech Hapayim Purim Cotton, that would be tomorrow, Nogeya, Shnei HaYomim. Tulam Natsayach Yancho, the Kalerech Hapayim, Shovim Heima. They always go together. Tachnun goes together with the Yirotzon after Kriyas HaTorah. And Yancho Hashem B'Yom Tzora goes together with Kalerech Hapayim, at least in Nusach Ashkenaz. Umizmal Yosef B'Bukurim Kotten Mekomis Yesh B'Levov She'enomim Oso B'Chol Yom She'enomim Tachnun. Apparently they said it. We'd rather say it too. If it's a reference to Pei Gimel, we certainly say it also after Davening. But so they didn't say it B'Yom She'enomim by Tachnun Yesh Mekomis She'enomim Rak B'Yom Halal Einomim Mizmal Yosef B'Chenogim Frankfurt the Oder. Okay. V'Mchol Purim Kotten B'Shabbos Einomim Tzitkoscho V'Tzitkoscho V'Tzitkoscho. No, that's the first word of the three pesukim.
I never knew that stood.
Oh, no?
Really? I knew it's because it's Tzedek, but I didn't know how it works.
It stands for the three letters of the first letters of each of the three psukim. The three psukim of Tzitzkos have no shaykhus one to another. In fact, they're retro. They appear in the wrong order, at least in Nusach Ashkenaz.
The Sfarad is the right order.
They're not consecutive. They're three separate psukim and tilim that are scattered about. But the Sfaradim at least have the right order. We have it in the retroactive order. Akapanim, you don't say it. B'sheri lo neis ba'ad v'kibbe l'latmo l'atotomid y'mishka v'simcha. That's a personal Purim, which was the minig by many people, many communities. Emeir b'shono p'shuta oisa b'risha, and that's the Mishnah Berurah's p'sak. This is a matter of great, great controversy. But the Mishnah Berurah is apparently paskling that on the Risha, you have the whole shaila of Yortzeit. I mean, it was a huge sugya, very difficult sugya. A component of the Mishnah Berurah is saying to do it in Adarishain. From Erev, Beres B'Sheni, Yasa B'Sheni. If it happened in Adarishaini, so then Avada, you do it in Adarishaini when there's two others. Okay.
But birthdays go with the second Adar.
What?
But the birthdays are mitzvah.
Well, mitzvah is the second Adar. Loisa Suda Shaisan Mishnah Hanesi Suda Smitzvah. The Chol Suda Shaisan Lazechen of Los Hashem. Usudas mitzvah. We see that by Hanukkah too, that if you focus on the Nisim, then it becomes automatically a Sudas mitzvah. If you talk about the Nisim. Okay. The Tainus. I will avail us to Chuli Alma Noig by the Rishon. Okay. I'm not the first of Tainus before I'm caught in Yishon in the Chol Haneded, I'm going to be Alma, not the first. I will not the Bistam Sheni Vachamishi Shal Chol Hashon, Yishon in the Dato Hoya Levad before I'm caught. Okay. The next Mishnah Berurah is Nogeya, all those who live in Yerushalayim, and it's a very difficult Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, "B'yudalid avlo b'tezvav af lekrochem hamukof and chaymus." If you look in the Sharat Zion, he quotes a Prima Godim. The Prima Godim indeed says that. But if we have time, we'll go through the sources, and you see it's Mamash Apella. The Prima Godim sources are not. It's Beferish. It came out Beferish not like him, and the sources that say only on Yudalid, not Tezvov, are talking about Bnei Ayoros. That on a regular Purim, it's brought down a minig that even Bnei Yudalid party a little on Tezvov. So it says, but not Purim Cotton. But it's talking about the Bnei Yudalid. But Avada Bnei Tezvov, keep Tezvov of Purim Cotton. Why not? It's a pella by me that the Mishnah Berurah went along with the Prima Godim when his sources, if you check through the sources, if we have time, we will. You'll see that, like, it's almost like he misread the sword. The fair is not like that. It's a pella by me that the Mishnah Berurah went along with it. The pshat, there could be a lomdish of pshat. That, a lomdish of pshat is that, you know, we're not really, some pshat was celebrating it like as if it happened. Anyway, sure, but you don't say tachron anyway. So any lomdish of pshat you say which would negate the festive nature of Tezvav, but it's still also best with the Tainus. He's only going on the Chai of Laharba from Mishkev Simcha, but it's also best with the Tainus. So it's not nothing. All right, we'll see. There's a Minchas Yitzchak on it, which I printed out. And if we have time, we'll go through the Minchas Yitzchak. He has a nice hezbo.
A chayiv is a strong lesson. I mean, it doesn't just say it's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, show me.
It's chayiv to
the Yeah, it's a very, very strange lesson. In fact, if you look at Purim itself, it doesn't say chayiv.
Okay,
look at Purim itself. Doesn't say chayiv laharbos. Doesn't say chayiv laharbos.
Yeah, but here it's more than a regular day. Over there, you know. Here, you gotta say
Chayiv Laharbos from Mishnah V'Simcha.
That's all you have to do.
Doesn't say Laharbos from Mishnah V'Simcha. Doesn't say Laharbos V'Sudoso. Okay, good. Mikoma Kom Yarbe, you should party anyway. They lost today a Machmirim, Bagos, Tashbats, Kosov, the Yesh Laharbos.
He's talking about Yudal.
He's back in the Ramah.
Yeah,
he paskin like the Prima Godim, that Dafka Yudal. Okay, which means it's over already. Tonight's nothing. But you'll see there's a lot of. Well, nobody is really my. Well, I am really a little. I don't know. I buy special candy for my kids, so they're going to eat it tomorrow. My goals, Tashbats, Kosov, the Yesh Laharbos. Ben Yechil, Mi Paris, Rogil, Laharbos. He would bake a party and invite people to the party. Lahazim, Ben Ayodim. What does that mean? Mishagura learns up in the Ramah. It's not really Tomid. We'll see in the Shari Tshuva. There's a huge Shari Tshuva here. Very famous Shari Tshuva. Probably the only Shari Tshuva anybody ever learns is this one. And but Akaponim, it's a little difficult how the Mishnagura is understanding the Ramah. Tov Lev Mishnah Tomid is a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Mishnah. Kol Yomayoni Rom, I think. Tov Lev Mishnah Tomid. So I think that's the pasuk. I'm not sure. Hainu, so the Mishnah understands it. The Tov Laharbus to cover an ace. That it's a good thing to do. It's a good thing to do. In other words, I guess it's like stop. It's a course of Tov. It's Moed to Hashem. You're doing it to cover the ace. So why would be Toiv Lev Mishnah Tomid? Because I guess you know, a person, you're happy to be alive, you're happy at all the nisim shebechol yomi manu. So upon him, that's why you should be machmir to be marbe besuda. It's a little late. We should have learned this. That's the Shari Tshuva points this out. That the Ramah, what's the word? Bookended the Shulchan Aruch with two Tomids. Shavisi Hashem. We'll learn the Shari Tshuva now. Look in the Shari Tshuva. We're going to go through the Shari Tshuva now, Blin Adam. Beis. We are Bo'o Oso. This is the Ramah that the Minig, Yeshomim Shechayev Laharbos. I am Ber Heitev. The Ber Heitev also brings down the Prima Godim. The Berheitev brings down the Prima Godim, that it's not Tezvav, even for Bnei Krochim. Hold on, I am Berheitev. Yeah, Avaloi B'Tezvav, he quotes the Beis Yosef. Okay, he doesn't say the Perish to Bnei Krochim. We'll see. We're not going to have time, but we'll... Bayim B'Taz, we're learning the Shari Tshuva now. Bayim B'Taz of Cotton Bays. He would be Marbe Besuda on Purim Cotton. Who will have him Bnei Yodom? Kamashmos Loshan Hamishnah. The Shaper Masayim Ramah. The Toiv Lev Mishnah Tomid. You should do it. Vamber Ke Yosef Shekosav. Moiram Zal Bechochma, meaning the Ramah. Bechochma Yosot Chasima Meim Psicha. Shnei Tmidim Kesidra. He bookended the Shulchan Aruch with two Tomids. Uposach Beresh HaGa'oysof, that's like the Tomid, Korban Tomid. Uposach Beresh HaGa'oysof, Shavisi Hashem L'negdi Tomid. V'chosan V'toiv Lev Mishnah Tomid. When I had a party in my house three Purim Kotnas ago, were you there? No. Feish HaTorah guys. So Chaim David came, and it was Motzei Shabbos Grada. So he made up a song out of these two Toiv Lev, Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Tomid, Toiv Lev Mishnah Tomid. He made up a song, very nice. Leilam still remembers it. That's when the tequila was drunk. Shep Herschel was there. And he made everybody drink tequila. Jack Calla, you know Jack Calla? He was sick for 6 months after that. What? The Pruin tequila, yeah. That's why. Balaam remembers it still.
I was sick for 6 months.
He was sick for 6 months from the tequila. My building remembers it still. It was in my living room on Sarutsky. It was very nice. Venera Lee. Okay, Venera Lee. So the fish about to the Sayan Bedover and told the Dover Beito. Mokat Lishna Malia de Krol, Lutzachos Betoid Lay, Brotsoinu Loimar. Kilo Oimer B'Toiv Lev, I think it means Lebeiz is learning. Reiner Shatov Siyasa Lebeiz Adora Mishta. The Ephesus is a Kavona Sataz, Mashakosu B'Shapim Messiah Haramor. The Gam Yesh Remes, Kitevas Mishta Toiv, B'Gmatria Adorisha. You figure it out. Odef Shalomar. This is nice. Listen to what he says here. Very, very, very soldistic. He says, Lufim Mashakosu B'Yabusim Tov Reishayan, Bahago. Says Beizlin Yechanaka, Yesh Omer, Yesh Kitzas Mitzvah Beribu Yasudos, Noigin Loimos Miros the Tishbochos, Shemar Ben Boim Vos Havisudos Mitzvah. Right? So you sing Miros the Tishbochos, and that makes it into a Sudos Mitzvah. When Mishon Dilmad Lakan Gamkein, Shiabek Tzaz Desudelos Judea Machmirim, Yeshlina Glomar Zmiros Desishbachos, Shos Bavada Yisudas Mitzvah. So that's what the Ramah means to be Merames, the Shari Tshuva is suggesting. That when you make this Suda and Adarishon, you should do what you do on Hanukkah, you should be, say Zmiros Desishbachos, in order to turn it into a Vadai Sudas Mitzvah. How is the Ramah telling you this, of the Shari Tshuva? Listen to this beautiful Shtikl Torah. The Toiv Lev Mishneh Tomid is a remez that you should say Shiros v'Sishpachos by that Suda. How is that such a remez? For Al Pimadi, I mean Be'erich and Daf Yud Aleph. Minayin Le'ika Shirah Minat Torah. Ezeu Avoida Shei B'Simcha U'B'Tov Levav. Right? Takat Hashem Avadat Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha U'B'Tov Levav. So what's Avoda that Simcha U'B'Tov Levav? Have Yoyim is a Shirah. Vayim Shom Barashi. The Maisim Yishayah. Perek Samachay, he nay av the Yaron umi tov leiv. Okay, so that's okay. Vayin shem betoisus, the Ashkechon nami divrei toira, shekos of Rashi berus, sheyesh bemedrash, vayitav liboy bedivrei toira. Came the Shabbos dot Samach Gimel, vitiv cholib chal Talmud toira. Eld like siva behedya. Poluze amar betoiv leiv mishneh tomid. That's what the Ramah is coming to be merames. Kloimar, she betoiv leiv. Which are shiros the tishbachos based on the Gemara and Erchin, the Divrei Torah based on the Medrash and Rus. So Mishneh Tomid, then you can always have a Mishneh because you're turning it into a Sudas Mitzvah through the Tov Lev. Okay. Ulufi Mashikosavi the Mokamacher, Al Mashikosavi Yichan Yisrael Neged Ahor, Dainu Shenestalaka Yetzahora Mehem, Lachem Piyush Rashi the Yichan Kiyeshechet Belev Echad. So how does that brought out? Not on Torah. I don't have time to explain everything he's saying. But then you take Torah Tavlin, so you only end up with one lev. Okay. Very true, yeah. Okay. So you're saying if you would just have the Shira, you wouldn't have lathe. The Shira, the Simcha, is not Masalik the Yetzirah Lagamri. He goes along in that vein, he talks about the Sleik on Yonder that you're supposed to have. That's why in Yonder you have to mix in the Vaitar into the Suda, shouldn't come. So apparently the Shari Tshuva is ending up saying the Toiv Lev Mishneh Tomid, the singular Lev, so you should do it with Divrei Torah, not with Shiros and Sishbachos. Or at least combine Divrei Torah into the Shiros and Sishbachos, and that'll make it into a full-fledged Sudas Mitzvah. That's the Shari Tshuva. Let's see how much we can do of the Minchas Yitzchak. The Minchas Yitzchak brings down the Mechab and the Ramah. Now the Ramah says, you'll notice, Yesh Omrim Yudalich about the Rishon. Right, so the Berheitev says it means La Tezvav, and the Makor is from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef writes in the name of Agos Maimoni, B'Shem the Smak, that the Oilam Lo Noagul Lasus Mishta V'Simcha Kiyim B'Yudalech Abadar Rishon. Now, but if you look at the Beis Yosef, this is why the Mishnah Berurah, the Pribegadim, is a Pella. If you look at the Beis Yosef, he says Afal Bisha Ba'Adar Sheni Noagu Gam B'Tezvav Simcha U'Mishta. That's what the Smak says. So, obviously, if you say here, it's not like that, you're talking about the Bnei Ayoros. That they were Noyag, he says, Avol Bepurim, but another Sheni, they're Noyag in Tezvav, also. So he's obviously talking about Bnei Ayoros. If he's there, certainly the Ramah that said Avoloi B'Tezvav, even if the Ramah means Avoloi B'Tezvav, he's talking about the Bnei Ayoros, that even though another Sheni, the Bnei Ayoros are Noyag to make Mishnah the Simcha and Tezvav also, but another Rishon loy noagu rak biyudalid avul zeposhut shel bnei akrochim akarim b'tezvav So to them, Tezvav and Adar Rishon is the same as Yudalav and Adar Rishon. V'chein mashma liyat Adar Rishon shel agos maimedim v'chein smak. Aval bishab Adar Sheni, no agu gam b'tezvav b'shtev v'simcha. Ela, shaprim agodim, is medayik from the Gemara, that it's even the Bnei Ayoros are not knowing to do anything Tezvav and Adar Rishon. He's medayik from the Gemara, ein bin Adar Rishon v'adar Sheni. And the Gemara says, "Ain't been Yudalit in the Brit." The Gemara keeps talking about Yudalit, Yudalit, Yudalit. That's the Prima Godim's diuk. Shmamin of a Kabbalah Sag Gemara, the Lion Purim Cotton, even the Kroch, and it's only Yudalit. But the Prima Godim brings down that Terezov. The Terezov understood the Beis of the way we originally said it. I'm talking about the Bnei Ayoros. Al Kaponim, there is a Das of Prima Godim. Shein Shuminyan Shalmishta Vesimcha Betezlov Shabbat Arish and Aflov Nea Krochim. Even though the source is very schwach, his source says Kimat the Ferish there is. The Gemara, the Diak and the Gemara, you know, you can take it or leave it. The Gemara says Yudalit. You know, the Gemara, Yudalit, that's the normal. A Kaponim Vachim Pazuk Mishnah Brua though. L'chari Yesh L'tmoya Alachachas Aprima Godim. He says the Gemara, okay, that's the Tzorachia. Now, then he says a pshat. So the ikar chi of a mishnah v'simcha nader aleph really is very shvach. For the Ramah even to say the yesh machmir has no real. The harbei poskim lehizkiru zeh klal. Bal kapiza masik. This is I don't know which sefer he's bringing down. That the ikar chidusha shel Ramah l'nig purim ba'ader aleph uchidush gadol. The ikar yenu al alpi mashik siyem v'toyv leiv mishnah tomid. So you can't do more like ain look boy al chidushay. So the Ramah says Yudalit, so you don't add to Yudalit. That's what he suggests. But then he says the Kumbh is a big Kiddush that the Bnei Mukoffin have to do Yudalit. Because that's what it says, they should do Yudalit. So they should be left out in Gans, and that doesn't make sense.
Sure, it sounds like
that. Yeah. That the Bnei Krochim should do Yudalit. So he says, wait a second, what sense is that? So he says, so he brings down a famous Shuvas Chassam Seifer, very important Chassam Seifer. Wake him up, he wants to hear it. Chassam Seifer says that even though Chanukah and Purim is Midrabbanan, very Yesodistic Chassam Seifer, famous Chassam Seifer in the Shuvas, that even though Chanukah and Purim is Midrabbanan, that's only the particular mitzvahs that were chosen, reading the Megillah, lighting Chanukah licht, Shalach Monas, that's the Rabbanan. But to make a zecher for the neis is a din d'oraisa. To make a zecher for the neis of Atzolos Klal Yisrael, that the klal is a d'oraisa. He brings on a Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, a Gemara and Megillah, with the Kal V'Chomer. It's just the form that was chosen to do it is midrabbanan. Midrabbanan, you don't have to read the Megillah.
What mitzvah are you starting with?
What?
What mitzvah are you starting with?
The Ramban. It's mashma, it's a kal v'chomer, it's a din d'oraisa to make a zecher l'neis. Because of the Chassam Sefer, u'bezen es yashiv li, why does an issa hesper v'tainis for yudalad v'tezlov sheba adar rishon? Mimonav shach. Emein oisa noisai purim mamish, ma inyan lo oisai v'hesper v'tainis. Okay, right? And he has a kasha. What's the pshat? You're making an adar sheni because of mismach gula l'gula odif. There's a din of Shri Zemakdim of a mitzvahs. That should indeed take precedence. She says, when you have a mitzvah that was chal already, so then you say Shri Zemakdim of a mitzvahs. But if you're clearing when to establish a mitzvah, when should Rabbonon make Purim? They were clearing when to do it, so there's no Indian Shri Zemakdim if the mitzvah wasn't chal yet. So then you would say the svara of mismach gula l'gula odif, it's a more appropriate time to do it. Zakta Chassam Seifer, so that's only when they're coming to be Mechadish something. So they're coming to be Mechadish when to read the Megillah, when to send Shalach Monas, so they could say Mismach Gula L'Gula Adin. But the Zecher L'Neis, which is a Dindi Araisa, so then you would say Zizim Akdim of a Mitzvah. You hear the Chab?
The Suda is the same?
No, not the Suda. So he said the Issa has been the Tainus. That this has been the Tainus is the Zecher. That Zecher is very possibly a Dindi Araisa. So that you have to do, because the name of Yerun Allah Mitzvahs, you do that in other region. Masha Hisafnu Anachnu Megillah Simcha Shalach Manis. So then we do that in Adar Sheni. That's a Chazam Soif, it's cute. Being a Yaptach Chazam Soif in Myri, Rakhlinian Hesped Vatainis, that's his whole point. The Gomokom, the Minchas Yitzchuk says, Nuchalulmot Mizalohob in Gamkein, Das Poiskim, that there's a Chi of Mishta Vesimcha. Al Kaponim Ktsas, Kadas Aramah. The Chiv of the Zechel and Ace, Umadir Raisa, so we do that on the Rishon too, Zechel and Ace. We make a Mishta Vesimcha. That even if you do Mishnah v'Simcha, you still have Purim l'chatzon. It has no pshat. Mishnah v'Simcha, you don't read the Megillah or give Matanas l'Vyoinim. So he says, but like some sefer is good because maybe that's what was chosen to make a zecher l'neis. That's his shtickle Torah here. Okay, that's all.
Shushan Purim, how did the
Zecher use Zecher
to different
names? You're talking about Shushan Purim cotton now? Every Shushan Purim. They celebrate the Nais when they felt the full force of the Nais. It was the second day. That's when they felt. You're asking a kasha now on Mordechai.
We're saying the
but the Bnei Tezvav had a different celebrate
a different
Nais. I wouldn't call it a different Nais. It's the same Yom Tov Purim. They're celebrating the Nais of Klal Yisrael, but their Hatzalah took a more intense form. I would call it on Tezvav, so they celebrate Tezvav. Why they don't celebrate both days? The Gemara learns out from Apostle, right? Yom Shozel, Lo Yom Shozel. They celebrate different days. Okay, so that's the Shari Shuva we went through, and that's the Prima Gadim. Good, and that's the Menchas Yitzchak. Very good. You now you.